Hello?
Ah! Leave. No, you lie. Leave now. I don't want to speak to you.
Well, fine. You can sit there, but if you move, I'll rip your throat out.
Why are you here?
Lies. Mother would always say humans will lie so that they can hurt you after. You're here to steal my home, or to eat me.
Yes, this is my home.
How dare you? It's a fine home. It still had some of the roof left, the walls keep a little of the cold out, and, there's also a bed. Although it's covered in mold and the stench is awful.
It's better than a tree, or the damn cave I used to live in. I'm happy here.
Oh, what's that? It smells very good.
No, I don't want any of your poison. I was just curious.
Once you finish your food, can you please leave? I don't want you in my home.
Why? Because I don't know you, and I don't know what you want.
An introduction isn't the point. I still don't know why you're here.
You really are just looking for treasure? I suppose this forest is filled with old human ruins, but prove it. Show me what's in your bag. A map, water, more food, clothes, a dagger, but I suppose it's not a dangerous sort of weapon. What is this? A compass. I see.
Too close.
Yep. Yes. I know I was the one who approached you. I'm sorry.
Wait, no, I'm not stealing your compass. No, I did not mean to. And yes, you can have it back.
Here, I suppose you really don't mean any harm. You could have attacked me earlier while I was distracted, like a stupid fool.
No, I am stupid. That was very foolish of me to let my guard down. But perhaps I'm lucky that you aren't here to hurt me.
My name? My name is Shikali. It is nice to meet you.
My race? Well, I'm not quite sure why I am. Mother would call me a mutt, as I am a mix of different beast races, although she was not a purebred either. But you are fully human, aren't you?
I've never actually met a human before. Mother said the humans abandoned these lands long ago. She also said many things about the evil humans. She would say many harsh things, and while many of her words were true, perhaps she was wrong about your kind?
I see. Not all humans are like you.
But maybe you are a better human than others.
Since you are such a kind human, and since you entered my home without my permission,
may I have some of your food? I'm very hungry.
Oh, thank you very much. It's delicious. But it's not the best food. Perhaps something hot would be better for a night like this.
No, I'm not cold. I have this blanket I use to cover myself, and while my fur is short, it's very warm. Look, my whole body is covered in fur, so no need to worry.
Why are you so surprised? You don't need clothes when I have my fur and my blanket. I've worn them before, but they usually get dirty or destroyed too quickly.
Wait, where are you staring at? How dare you look at me like...
Ah, oh, yes, you can see that I'm shivering. I thought that you...
Help me get warmer. Well, I suppose I can trust you enough to share warmth.
There, our bodies are close enough to share our warmth.
Oh, another blanket?
I thought that you meant like this. I'll take the blanket then and I'll give you some space.
You do like this. Having bodies close together is always much better than cloth. And you're very warm too, so I enjoy this as well.
My fur is very soft, isn't it? You humans have some fur, but not like this. You may feel my arm if you'd like.
Your touch is very nice. It has been a long time since I have been around another, so perhaps I have missed this. Thank you, human. That was a sign of appreciation, was it not? If humans don't do that, how do you show appreciation?
A kiss. That seems like too much. I could never.
Oh,
felt very nice. Tell you about myself. Well, if you would like. I was raised by my mother. I look similar to her in body, although she looks a bit more bat-like. She gave me my pointed ears, my long black tail, my long limbs, my yellow eyes, my sharp teeth, and my thin tail. My father was not around once I was born, but my mother would often describe him to me. She described him as the most gorgeous creature she had ever seen, but she would not tell me much more about him. She said I received my short silver fur, my claws, and, unfortunately, my smaller stature and thin size from him. Description of parents is important for beast folk. Is it not this way for humans? Anyway, my mother raised me alone for many years. She was cold to me, but knowledgeable about the world. She wanted me to be strong because she said that I was so weak and useless, so she would push me very hard.